You are Locked On Jags, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
This football season will be different, and Pepsi is here to get you ready for game day, no matter how you watch this season. I usually love watching football at home with my family while I'm barbecuing and drinking nice cold Pepsi, because Pepsi is the refreshment you need to power through game day and become a member of the League of Football Watchers. Because Pepsi isn't made for those who play the game, it's made for those who watch it. Pepsi, made for football watching. Go to madeforfootballwatching.com to check out all the latest football watching content from Pepsi. I told you guys to wait for the built-in excuses, and they're already starting to kick in. This is Tony Wiggins with the Jacksonville Jaguars Report here on Locked On Jaguars. Now, what I mean by that is Gardner Minshew and his thumb injury. I'm not saying that it's not real. Nobody's going to tell you that they have multiple fractures and ligament damage in their thumb when they don't have it. They do. However, here we go, and here they come. And what do I mean by that? This is a reason for everybody to stay. We didn't win because our quarterback was hurt. And he played because he didn't tell us. It's going to be somebody's fault. I'm telling you, man, you can see the built-in, ready-made stuff already happening. That's why the performance went down. And it might even come from fans. The people that believe Gardner Minshew's the savior for the franchise, well, that's what happened, y'all. See? See? No, I don't see. It's not binary. Yeah, he could have been playing poorly because of an injury to his finger. But he also that doesn't necessarily mean that he's the future of the franchise. You can catch this daily podcast here with me on Locked On Jaguars because it's your team every day, and you can subscribe on Google Podcasts. Listen, we don't have to go all the way to one side or all the way to the other side on this issue. Yeah, he was hurt. Yeah, the play dropped. Before he was hurt, before the play dropped, he was still showing signs that he wasn't a franchise guy. He was a good quarterback, a good, solid NFL quarterback. Drew Locke's a good, solid NFL quarterback. He ain't no franchise quarterback either. The kid in New York, Daniel Jones, Sam Darnold, they can play. They're not franchise guys. The teams that you see contending for championships are franchise quarterbacks. The reason why people in Los Angeles are so excited about Justin Herbert is because he has franchise traits. The reason why Cincinnati is so excited about Joe Burrow is because he has franchise traits. And it looks like those guys can develop into something and you can really, really build around them, and they can do things beyond the X's and O's. We don't have to go off the deep end here, and we don't have to stretch things beyond the perspective that they deserve to be stretched into, positive or negative, okay? Positive or negative, we don't have to do that. But you can already see it happening from fans. You can see it happening from Gardner supporters. And then you can see it happening from other people that don't really support Gardner and go, this is a bunch of BS. I don't think a guy saying he's hurt is a bunch of BS. I do think what is a bunch of BS is this. If you're hurt and you didn't tell the team, I think it's selfish. Because if you can't get the job done, people are going to give you an attaboy now. They're going to tell you in a heartbeat. They're going to say, that's the way to suck it up. That's the way to get out there and go and compete. And then ain't no time, your best ability is availability. No, you need to at least give the coaches and the training staff an informed decision to make sure you're telling them you're hurt. If you're hurt and you have fractures and you're not telling folks, it affects play calling if there are certain things you can and can't do. You can't do that. As Time Union columnist Gene Frenette of Jacksonville.com, the longtime veteran, he just tweeted out not long ago, it's bad optics. You're right. More bad optics is what he said. He's exactly right. A team like Jacksonville doesn't need any more negatives. They don't need any more obvious. They don't need anything to look worse, okay, in terms of communication. So the Jaguars look like they may come out of a bye week, and if they decide to go with a surgery or whatever they do with Gardner, they were already talking about possibly benching him anyway. So, well, they said they weren't, but media people have reported that there was talks about benching Gardner because of some comments that Doug Marrone made. But listen, it's just more stuff, man. It's just more stuff. And like I said, you can get this content here every day here on Locked On Jaguars because your team every day, all day, here on Locked On Jaguars, and you can subscribe on Google Podcasts. Coming up, I'm going to talk about why, if no one knew about this, why this looks bad for the Jaguars, and why it's really bad for Gardner, and why this absolutely looks terrible for him to not have at least explained to the team or told the team that he was hurt. It's just, to me, it's inexcusable. It's something you can't do. You at least have to talk to the training staff and be open and honest with them and allow them to make the decision, make an informed decision whether or not they're going to roll you out there for these games. You know, you don't hide injuries, man. You can't. You know, there are too many people's jobs that are on the line besides your own, and too many people depend on you. And, you know, you just can't. I mean, he's not the first athlete to do it, obviously, but you're the quarterback, and it's your thumb, and you throw with your thumb. I mean, your hand, you know. It's kind of a big deal. And then the injury shouldn't come out after you. Okay, so you stunk it up for about 2.5-3 games. So now this information comes out. It's almost like a CYA move, in my opinion. If it wasn't going to come out, it shouldn't have come out. If you want to hold it back to play, you know, if you'd have won those games and then you come out, oh, you won the game, he was playing as a soldier, right? He played, you know, it's just bad. Look, I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to do it on the other side, you know, because I think I had a whole other podcast. That's why this one's coming out right now. I had a whole other thing. And I was going to do some sunshine and rainbows to try to make y'all feel good, but then I had to regroup and I had to actually get in a place where I could record this because I think this needs to come out today. And we need to really discuss it today. And I'm going to probably follow up with it tomorrow because I think it's a big story. I think it's a huge story. I'm going to attach it to something else, too, that I didn't talk about much. The importance of the information that's being given out about injuries. Talk about Rockwell Armstead. Rockwell Armstead has some complications from COVID, and he's going to miss the whole season, right? That stuff hasn't been talked about because I think it's a very serious issue. And I don't know enough about all of that stuff to really talk about it, but it just goes into those optics, and we'll talk about it and really get into it on the other side in our second segment here on Locked On Jaguars. RockAuto.com, man. Who, what, when, where, and how. It's RockAuto.com. That's what I'm talking about. And what that is it's a place for you to go get your car parts and your accessories for any and every vehicle you can even imagine or think of. And what you're going to do is you're going to save a ton of money because RockAuto.com is just that awesome. RockAuto.com has been in business for over 2 decades, and it's a family-owned company. I love it. And, you know, it's never more important for you to have safety, and it's never more important for you to save money on your family and for your loved ones to be in a vehicle that has good parts. And RockAuto.com, make sure that happens. Even if you're do-it-yourself or you're paying somebody to fix your vehicle, you need good, solid parts from a great American company. And RockAuto.com is always taking care of me and my family, and they can do the same for you. Go on there at RockAuto.com to get your parts. There's a little box on there. They're going to ask you how you heard about us. Put Locked On in that box, man. Locked On NFL. You can put that in that box, and I'm telling you right now, it's going to establish that relationship and that bond that we all have together, and they're going to take care of you like they have with us. It's RockAuto.com for your savings on your vehicle and auto parts. Okay, man, we're here talking about the Gardner Minshew issue. If you guys have not heard, I'm Tony Wiggins. Been covering the team for 9 years here in Jacksonville, whether it be on this podcast for a couple of years or terrestrial radio for over 5 years on Midday and beyond. Did some night radio here as well. And credential member of the media here in Jacksonville. One of the things is also First Coast News. Can't forget about them. I'm an NFL analyst for First Coast News, the local ABC and NBC affiliate. It's always bad news. The Jaguars have always – it's always this stuff. It's always this negative stuff. It's not just the wins and losses. It's the optics, and it's how information is given out. And it's the team and talking about viability and you know, the perception of the team and the organization and the franchise, not just here locally but everywhere. And now the team is in a really bad losing streak, 6 straight, ever since Shad Connors bought the team, that, you know, he's got like 96 losses in that 8-year span, and it's terrible. Now you find out your quarterback has been playing injured, and you also find out that he didn't tell the team. He has multiple fractures and ligament damage in his thumb. He's second-year quarterback in Gardner Minshew, and nobody knew about it. So you're playing. So in one way, you want to kind of salute his toughness, and in the same sentence, after you salute his toughness, you kind of want to smack him upside his helmet for not telling anybody and not allowing his coaches and his training staff to even know that he was ailing, and not even letting his offensive coordinator understand or know that, hey, man, maybe, you know, there's a different way. Maybe now, if they know that, you know what, they do what they should have been doing the whole time, where we really commit to the run, or we throw shorter passes, or we do something, we make adjustment, or worst case scenario, we put Jake Luton in or the other guy, Mike Glennon. If it means less playing time for you, lo and behold, we put another dude in and we're successful and we win and you lose your job. You know, we talk so much around here about guys doing the right thing for the team. So we can look at this and we can spin it two ways. Is a guy playing hurt? Is he doing that for the team, or is he doing it for himself? Is he doing it because he believes he gives the team the best chance to win? Hurt, injured, not being able to throw, not telling his coaches, not telling the guy who's calling plays, that's calling for him to take a 5 or 7-step drop and hum the ball 50 yards down the field when he knows he can't do it, or to throw a crossing route, a deep crossing route, when he knows he can't do it. So now he's throwing all these anticipatory timing throws where – guys are getting knocked off their line and the ball is just hanging in the air. I mean, what gives here, bro? Does it now explain some of the stuff that you've seen where he's thrown the ball early and had the ball hanging up in the air and trying to throw on timing as opposed to, well, that's the kind of quarterback he is anyway. But does it now make sense? I thought it was just that teams is just caught up with him. And it might be a combination of all of that stuff. But now – you're not giving the GM and the coach or anyone else a fair evaluation. Now it's a retrospective, like, oh, so that's what was wrong, which is a built-in excuse for, see, to me, it's a violation of trust. It's not an attaboy. It's not a, wow, he's tough. It's a violation of trust, because that's something we should have known together. And if you're going to play through it, then I'm going to let you play through it. And even if we don't tell anybody, and it's also something that should have been on the injury report. Because now you're going to call into question, maybe people are saying, are you lying about the fact that the coaches didn't know? Are the coaches, and I'm not saying that, but I'm telling you, that's the kind of stuff that'll come up. What do you mean you didn't know? How do you not know he's not injured? He didn't tell anybody? Nobody. So you didn't talk to your family? I mean, who? You didn't tell a trainer? You didn't tell your position coach? You didn't tell McAdoo? Was there any swelling? No one saw you laboring? You didn't say, no one saw it. No one even walked up to you. And then in practice, no one saw, no one said, hey, man, you all right? And shame on you if you're a coach and you're not noticing that something's going on with him. Hey, man, are you holding the ball okay? Hey, man, why is that ball? Hey, something's wrong with him. Something's not right. What's going on with you? Did you ask him? Did you ask him if everything was okay? Did you try to correct mechanics or something? Did you see anything that was going on? Where the zip wasn't on the ball, or do you think that he maybe had a dead arm or something? Or did you see anything or try to correct anything, and then he deceived you and was like, yeah, yeah, I'm fine, man. You know, ain't nothing. I'm just a little tired, coach. I'm good. Was there anything like that? If you never questioned him, and if he hit it that much and you just thought it was strictly performance-based, then he probably should have been benched. But see, these are the things. This is where trust comes in. Man, I can't help you. This is almost like a defense attorney and a client. Man, I can't help you if you didn't tell me the truth. You set us up, bruh. We went in there and we got lambasted in court because you didn't even – I didn't know that person was going to come in here and say that. And you got to know what's coming. Our jobs depend on this stuff. But then maybe there's some people that might believe that, hey, this is a reason for everybody to be safe. I'm going to give it to you on the other side here. I'm gonna let you know what I think might happen now because of this, and how this could be another case in the form of, you know, it ain't our fault. It ain't our fault. I told you this organization has a bunch of people. They are great at explaining away negativity. They become experts at it. They become experts at it because they have to be, because there's always so much negative stuff to explain. I'm going to do it in just a second here, and we're going to talk segment three, and I'm going to tell you what might be coming. And I'm going to tell you, we're going to talk about buckling up. No, man, go to a sporting goods, buy a helmet. I want you to find the best helmet, because it's coming. That collision is coming, and it's going to hit you right in your face. And if it doesn't, then just hold on to it anyway. And it's the best money. Just put it in your closet, because at some point you're going to need it unless they start making changes around here. You're going to need to pad up if you're a Jaguar fan until things really, really change. I'm going to tell you what I'm talking about, and I'm going to do it in just a second here on Locked On Jaguars. This football season will be different, and Pepsi is here to get you ready for game day no matter how you watch this season. I'm going to tell you, man, there's nothing like having a nice cold beverage of Pepsi while you're watching a football game and eating food and enjoying it with your family. I love it. I love it. I love it. Pepsi is the refreshment you need to power through game day and become a member of the League of Football Watchers. These passionate fans are the real generational talent that Pepsi fuels. That's you and me. Because Pepsi isn't made for those who play the game. It's made for those who watch it. Pepsi, made for football watching. I want you to go to madeforfootballwatching.com to check out the latest football watching content from Pepsi. Okay, so this is what I want you guys to get ready for. We were competing. And I don't know who's saying this. Somebody is. We were competing. We beat the Colts. We almost beat Tennessee, who's one of the best teams in the league. We were competing against Houston, and at some point, that kid hurt his hand. We came out. We laid an egg against Miami before that, okay, on national TV. It was just an off night, bad game. Guys got excited, whatever. Ran into a buzzsaw. But we got it. We regrouped. Young team, we went, and we went to Houston, and we were ready to go. And he got hurt. We didn't know, but he toughed it out. And he's a 6th-round pick, and the guy just didn't want to lose his job. You know, he's been through a lot. Everywhere he went, you know, they kept trying to replace him. And you gotta understand, he didn't want to be replaced, and he played hurt, and he wanted to win for his team. He wanted to play for us. He wanted to play for us all, and we didn't know. And we were calling plays that we probably wouldn't have called had we known that. But he got hurt, and we're a young team. And it's a maturation process. We got the most cap space in the league. Let's add to it. Let's add some players. Let's go out and get some veterans. These guys have grown together. They're all together. Let's give him some competition at quarterback if one falls to us in a draft, or we can get somebody in the top of that draft. But we don't have to rush that new guy because we have a guy we can win with. Worst case scenario, he wins us some games. We have the other guy until that guy's ready. We don't have to rush him, but we have all of these weapons. We can add another weapon. You know, let's re-sign. Let's go ahead and re-up Chark now. We have Visca. But let's get greedy. If Kenny Golladay hits the free agency market, let's add him. Let's get that other wide receiver. Let's get that weapon. We're gonna get a pass catching tight end too. I don't care if it's a high draft pick. There are two of them in the first round. If not, we'll find one in free agency. But we'll get Gerald Everett. He's a free agent, I think, coming from L.A. Let's do that. Let's invest some money in the defensive line. Let's get another young corner. But we got all of this draft capital, and we got all of this cap space. let's try to make another run at it with these guys that we have and some competition. We'll be healthy. We'll be a year older. Let's keep this thing together and keep rolling. I'm telling you, get ready for it. Well, if we need new juice, here's what we have to do. If you're one of the cons and we need some juice. All right, we'll fire the defensive coordinator. I know I said that I wouldn't do that, but if that's what I got to do, I'll fire the defensive coordinator. I'll go hire Wade Phillips. That's what we'll do. If that's what it takes, that's what we'll do. If that's what it takes, that's what we'll do. If it saves us, I'll bring in another defense coordinator and we'll learn some different principles and play a different way. If that's what it takes. I'm telling you, man, y'all need to get ready and buckle up because they're going to explain it some kind of way. I would too. I ain't going to lie to you. Would you save your job if you could? Somebody told me they should just quit. Why? If you're making the kind of money they're making, would you just walk away? It ain't like you can go do something else, right? You just walk away for money. You got to run those people out of there. Those people aren't just going to leave. But man, listen. If you don't think that what I just told you is possible and plausible, then you lost your mind and I don't know what to tell you. But I do know what to tell you about Locked On Jaguars. We're here every day, man, because we're your team, like I said. And you can subscribe to this show on Google Podcasts, iTunes, Apple. Follow along on Spotify and bring people with you, too. We're here every day, man. This is what we do. I had to give you this emergency podcast about this issue. I had one planned. I might just load that one up for tomorrow. But it was kind of a sunshine and rainbows. But I had to do this, man. But I just, like I said, I had to get in place to be able to do it. You know, I was right in the middle of a whole bunch of stuff, but when news broke today, it was like in the middle of the day that Gardner Minshew, I saw Adam Schefter's report sometime between 11 and 12 that Gardner Minshew had multiple fractures in his thumb and ligament damage. And then I saw another report that says he didn't know about it. And then I saw, you know, guys, local media guys queuing up the conspiracy theories, and I don't blame them. It's your man, Tony Wiggins, here with Locked On Jaguars. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow, man. Keep taking care of each other.